CD13 is on your side at 6.
That I class and that Lisbon High School are shut down after two threats of violence against the school.
The school says it received that second threat today.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, gang. How are you?
Around 1 p.m. following.
Harmon, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Chris, it looks nice where you are.
Yeah, at the beach.
It beats the Oval Office.
I can put that up for you, Dave.
No, thank you. Can somebody mute their TV, please? If somebody has a TV in the background, could you mute it? Hey, thank you. So at 6 p.m., I call this monthly meeting of the Nashua Airport Authority to order it's Wednesday, October 21. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law. Treasurer Heath.
Yes, sir.
Secretary Duquette. I see him down there.
He's here. His name is there, but he's not saying anything.
Joe, you with us?
Joe, where are you? He's not muted.
No, we'll see. He's here for now. Director Holland.
I don't see her either.
Okay.
There's an iPad wanting you to come in. I don't know who that is. Whoever iPad is. Okay, whose iPad?
Hey, Joe, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There you go. Good. I was transitioning from wireless to Wi-Fi.
Ah, okay. Well, good. That means we have a quorum now.
Yep.
So, public input. Do we have anybody that would like to discuss or talk in about the agenda for tonight? Okay, I'll take that as a no. So next item up, minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of September 16, 2020.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the September 16, 2020 NAA public meeting minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Okay, so that's approved. Treasurer's report, approval of the September 2020 financial statements subject to audit. And there's a lot of content there. Do you care to talk about that, David?
Well, it's the usual amount of content. I don't think there's anything really extra in there. Hold on, let me just... go pull it up here. The numbers continue to be pretty much stable. There's nothing wacky out of budget. Let me just hold on. Sorry, guys. Monthly report. Yeah, so, as of September 30th, which is essentially 3 months into the year, we still, we're higher than prior year in terms of some revenue, cash, but a lot of that has to do with the, there's that PPP loan.
It's not a loan, Dave.
I'll tell you what, it's revenue. It's included as revenue.
A grant.
Right. So it's where is it sitting on the financials? is a part of revenue. I think we talked about this last
month. Income and $69,000.
Say it again, Chris. Yes, that's a miscellaneous income. So it's part of, right? It's part of revenue.
Correct.
Okay. So without that, we would have been right about where we are this year. So if you take out the $69,000 compared to the $74,000 of last year, we'd be, you know, a little bit lower than we were last year, but not by a ton. Because last year's, the year to date in 2019, the fiscal year ending June of 20, the total revenue or total, the net income was $74,000 this year to date for the same period as $2,200. But if you take the $69,000 out of there, you're not going to be different. So, so other than that, you know, the balance sheet still looks good. The cash is up again. Some of that's because of the extra money we got in total. Not a lot. There's no projects that have been going on, so those have been closed out. So nothing really hanging on the balance sheet. So, then if you compare it to budget, you know, it's pretty close. Hold on.
So Dave, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so, I mean, there's not really, I mean, again, the biggest variance from the prior year has to do with the PPP thing. But if you look at the September 20th month, the single month, it's not a huge difference on the revenue side. On the expense side, you know, there's some vehicle maintenance that came through that was, I think it was probably deferred from the prior month.
One of the things, Dave, if I may, was sure. The purchase of the new body, the bed, I'm sorry, for the yellow plow truck.
Okay, so that's one of the expenses, the maintenance expenses that was done this month.
Right. We also had, we bought some lift cylinders, pistons, hydraulic pistons.
Yeah.
For the Oshkosh snowblower that we acquired through GSA. Right. So those were, you know, a couple of heavy hits right there. $4,100 for the pickup, and the cylinders were just under $3,000.
Okay, so there's the number. There's the $8,600 roughly that happened this month. So, and Chris, those were part of the budget for this fiscal year, correct? The fiscal year ending 2021?
Correct.
Okay, so this is basically, it looks like it's off now, but it's going to turn around in the other months. So we just spent it sooner than we thought we were going to.
So Dave, the auditor has been in to visit us. Are they pleased with what they see so far?
Well, I checked with Susan before I left on my drive here on Friday, and they were happy. They said things were in great shape, and Susan's doing a wonderful job. And so I'm not aware of any issues between Friday and now.
Okay, well that's good news. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the treasurer's report at the moment?
I don't think so. Does anybody have any questions on it? Okay.
So I'll put forward a motion to accept these September 2020 financial statements subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and any dissent? Okay, so the treasurer's report is approved, subject to audit. Communications, I see no notes of any communications with the airport authority for this month. So that brings us to reports. And the first up is the tower report. And what I'm seeing here for September, it looks like our counts are down slightly, versus August, and down a little bit more versus September of last year. So, our counts for the month are 7,841. So we're down 540 operations, or 6% from the previous month. And year over year, we're down 2,038, or 21%. So hopefully the counts will pick up a little bit. And that brings us to manager's report.
Good evening. Okay, so recent events, none. We've all talked about COVID for a few months now, and unfortunately it put the kibosh on all of our events this year. No upcoming events. Other items of interest, as I reported last month, the state of New Hampshire has received a $6.2 million block grant from the FAA. The grant is for non-primary airports in the Hampshire State Block Grant Program. And I spoke with Carol, and she indicated that we should see a grant offer within a few weeks. This was back on September 2nd. We still have not seen a grant offer as of today, so we anticipate we should get this pretty soon. And, as we looked at that grant, it looks like, and we've also spoken with Carol, that along with us, the airport of Keene, Nashville will be receiving its grant funding for the pavement project that we've requested. On 9/21, participated in a conference call with New Hampshire DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics, and Gale Associates, and we discussed the Taxiway Alpha project. And unfortunately, at this time, the FAA is saying that they will not fund the moving of Taxiway Alpha. And we have another meeting tomorrow morning. Well, I have a meeting tomorrow with the FAA and the New Hampshire Bureau of Aeronautics. Yeah, we're going to further discuss this at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So I'll have some more answers on that at next month's meeting for everybody.
Did you meet, Chris, I'm sorry, tomorrow or Friday?
Oh, I'm sorry, Friday afternoon at 1 p.m., yeah.
Okay.
So, Chris, help me out. I saw the emails coming through, and are they choosing not to fund it at all or not until 2024?
Well, that's what we're trying to clarify. There's been a few different statements made, and we don't really know exactly what they're going to approve at this point. We had tried to let them know that, okay, if you don't want to fund it this year, this has been on the ALP for a long time.
Right.
The master plan, this has all been known, and suddenly they're not willing to fund it. We don't really know exactly why. So we're going to find that out. But we tried to shuffle one of our other projects ahead of it, which would be the pavement maintenance of Taxiways Golf and Hotel. And we were told that if we did do that, that's a possibility, but we were told that if we did that, we'd be put on the bottom of the list in terms of priority rankings. And again, we don't fully understand that statement, so we're going to be clarifying that on Friday as well.
Yeah, so the way I read some of the email exchanges was that they said that they could probably fund the renovation of the taxiway, but not the actual movement of it. Did I hear that right?
Correct. And
that was kind of, with all the infrastructure that's already put in when they actually extended the taxi or the runway, or they moved the runway. I mean, that seems like a pretty, not so efficient thing to do.
Yeah, it seems like, throwing good money at bad at this point, and essentially, they said, well, they would do that, and then somewhere down the road, they would fund the movement of Alpha.
Right. And
it just seems like you know.
So they would pave it, they would renovate it, and then some years, a few years later, they'll move it and just tear up all the new pavement?
That's what they're saying. So we're going to clarify all this on Friday with a direct meeting with the FAA.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's one of the unknowns, because if they, you know, if we went ahead and, you know, with a rehab, are they going to come back and say, well, we need at least 10 years before we touch that again?
Right.
And there are also some other risks with the rehab having to do with you know, it's like, you know, would they take pavement away? In other words, you know, it's a tight fit for some of our larger jets right now to make that turn off of Delta.
Yeah.
And you know, would they take any pavement away if they did a rehab? And Chris, did you mean to refer to you know, the golf and hotel ramps as opposed to taxiways?
I'm sorry, did I say taxiways? Yes, ramps.
Okay.
So again, we'll be having this meeting on Friday, and we'll get some clarification, hopefully directly from the FAA, as to what their intentions are. In addition to that, Gale Associates, Nick and Matt, they went ahead and did a study to do a cost comparison, what it would cost to rehab Taxiway Alpha in place versus moving it like we had planned all along. And the difference wasn't that great. So we're going to present this again on Friday to the FAA and go from there. And I'll let you know as soon as I know anything. excuse me, moving along, on the 29th, we had our Nashua runway safety meeting with Midwest ATC. Tower Chief Brian Bean ran the meeting. We had several representatives from the FAA involved in the meeting. And overall, everything at Nashua was good. No incursions reported, no safety issues. And that's our goal here. So that was a great meeting. On October 2nd, we met with Gale Associates to further discuss the Alpha project and the alternatives, like I just mentioned. And again, we'll be discussing these on Friday with FAA and New Hampshire DOT. On the 12th, I met with Will Stanfield from New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. He came here to the airport. We did our annual 5010 inspection, and we have not received a report yet from it, but in speaking with Will, we didn't find any issues out there at all. So that should come out just fine. And just the other day, earlier this week, we held our annual snowplow meeting, got all of our snowplow contractors together, our part-time contractors, we'll call them, Bob Donadio, Bob DeMeo, Ken, myself, Matt, and Joe, and we got our plan, and it's pretty much the same as what we did last year. A few minor changes. Everything seemed to work for the last few years, so we're going to keep going the way we were. And as you already discussed, last week we had the auditors in here, and Susan will get the draft audit out to you as soon as she receives it from Cloquet and Vachon. And it was a single audit this year, and everything seemed to go well. They didn't give us any clues that there were any anomalies, so I think everything looks really well as usual. Good job, Susan. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Any questions?
Okay. So if there are no questions for Chris, you know, let's see, neither Nick nor Matt could make it tonight, but we have Armin Dufresne from Gale Associates.
Thank you, Farrell. I'm subbing for those guys. They both had meetings out of town. Thank Chris for doing half of my report for me. with respect for the pavement maintenance program, apparently NHDOT has been sent the grant from FAA, but has been sitting there since September 4th. So I'm presuming that Chris and that group are going to discuss why that delay exists. When I spoke with Nick about it, he's getting a little nervous because it's getting to be that time of year where it's difficult to start a paving project, you know, in November. So hopefully that the funding comes in, and even if we have to delay it a little bit, at least the money's there. And that's all I have, really. Chris covered the comments on the taxiway, and I don't have anything to add to that other than to concur with his view of it. I think it's an accurate view.
And Armin, if I may, I spoke with Will when he was here when we were doing the 5010, and I asked him if he had any insight, knowledge as to where our grant offer was. He sent Carol a text, and she responded and said that she was working on them this week. So hopefully we'll see those soon.
I'd like to know what that means, Chris.
So would I.
So Armin, when you're talking about the paving projects, that's the – those are the hangar aprons?
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. That's all I have, unless you guys have questions of me. But
it seems to me that we're not going to do that till the spring, from the sounds of it.
That's what we had decided, David. It's just too late. The Continental wouldn't start the project at this point anyway.
Yep.
So it's definitely going to happen in the spring. Of course, we'd still like to see that grant offer as soon as possible. We were told 2 weeks, and now we're going on, I believe it's 5 weeks. So hopefully soon. But I will address that again Friday when we meet with Carol and the FAA. We'll find out where that's at.
I wish I could be there.
So does anyone have any questions for Armin? Okay, thank you, Armin. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. I'll hang in with you.
Nice to see you, Armin. Thanks for coming tonight with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks for suspending your retirement.
So that brings us to committees. We don't have any outstanding committees at the moment. I don't see any items under old business, new business, or coming events. Of course, coming events, unfortunately, is been kind of quiet this year. So that brings us to public input as we close out the meeting. Is there anything anybody would like to bring before the board?
Farrell, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Steve here, in case you didn't already figure that out. Has anybody else there been up to Sanford Airport in the last couple of months? Have you flown up the airport?
I have.
And which Steve is this?
Steve Brule.
Oh, okay. Brule.
Well, at any rate, I've been up there probably a dozen times in the last couple of months. And each time I go there, I've noted that that solar farm that they have has grown precipitously. I mean, it's just, every single time I go up there, it's getting huge. And I've done a little bit of talking with some of my guys that have actually done this before, where they have actually got the solar panels and that they sell the electricity back to the grid. And there's a substantial amount of money to be made by it. I know we had discussed this a while back. And I think the reason why we shut it down was the potential for the reflection. And I was concerned about that myself, but having been up there for so many times now, the way they have them angled, there's absolutely no reflection. So I think we should probably revisit it.
Steve, can I offer some insight on that, having spoken with the airport manager up there?
Absolutely.
The deal was that the solar panel provider, contractor, whatever, paid for the FAA study to make sure that the reflections would not impact operations at the airport. That, I believe, was not the case, or that was not offered the last time a vendor of that stuff approached Nashua. But anyway, in the case of up in Maine, the contractor, you know, paid for all of the studies and you know, is paying for everything.
Well, the other thing, Steve, understand that we never got that far. The reflection had nothing to do with it, with whether Nashua could get the panels or not. The decision was, or the problem was, is that we had a hard time finding a parcel of land on the airport premises that was suitable to put, you know, I forget how many arrays were going to be in there. So that was the issue. We never even got to the reflection part.
So, Steve, we've been meeting with Revision Energy, and we spent a good part of last year several meetings with Revision Energy, and what it boiled down to is exactly what Dave said. The initial location that they proposed, that we're going to put a 1 megawatt system in, couldn't do it. And we looked at the rest of the airport, all over the airport. We had meetings with the with the New Hampshire Bureau of Aeronautics, Gale Associates, and myself. And there's just not a suitable location on the airport. It boiled down to two possible locations, but the size of the array that they could put in made it so it just wasn't worth it to do it.
I see.
And, you know, quite frankly, there wasn't a lot of benefit for the airport with the proposal that they came with.
Well, there would have been over time, but not out of the gate.
Right.
But again, we never got that far.
Well, they do have a lot more room up there than we have.
They actually have the second largest farm in the country. Is that correct, Armin? Are you aware of that?
Say that again.
I believe I was told that they have the second largest solar farm on an airport in the country.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. It's huge. Right. I've been up there the last couple of weeks and saw it. It's a very big outfit. Very big.
It is.
And the nice thing about it is they also got the contract to maintain it. So they're going to make money from that as well.
Yep.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Very true.
Yep. Okay. You okay with that answer, Steve?
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to be. It just seems like we'd be leaving some money on the table if we were coming up short in any way. But if we don't have the room, and we don't have the wherewithal, and it's not worth pursuing.
So,
have the room. We have the wherewithal. We have the ability, but we don't have the room. And we have the desire. I mean, I would like nothing better than to put a solar farm on that, somewhere on that property. But we're an airport first, and then. So, and if we can do the solar farm, then, that would be great. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like the space is available.
So that area out there on the final approach to 1-4 out by, I guess it'd be Darewood if you extended the road, beyond where the approach lights are, that's not usable because of the swampy nature? Or have they looked into that area?
We looked in the entire 350-acre parcel, Steve, and there were issues in almost every location. And one of the places that they said they could put it in was actually right around the Mauser, and we weren't about to put objects that weren't frangible. All the bases are all concrete and steel on the final approach into runway 1-4 or departure into 3-2. That was a safety issue, so we weren't going to place a farm there. And we looked all over. There were swamp areas. We had... everywhere you went, you're in the surface area. It just did not work. We have a long, narrow airport.
I don't suppose they want to rent all of the rooftops of all the hangars.
Well, they mentioned something like that, and we said you're more than welcome to contact the owners of the condominiums.
That would be interesting, since the airport essentially rents the land from the city, and the condo associations sublet from the airport, and we could all sublease our rooftops to the solar guys.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be kind of complicated.
I'll give you his number.
Okay. Do we have any more public input this evening? Okay, so... we're on to director's comments. I'll start with Joe.
Nothing this month, no. Thank you.
Okay. David?
I can't wait to see the audit. I'm having trouble sleeping.
Well, I think when the audit's ready, the young fellow who presented last time will be back.
Okay, excellent.
You know, I'm sure Joe's excited about that.
Yeah, I'll save my enthusiasm until he's prime time.
Okay.
It'll
be a whole new experience if we're still zooming here. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, that's true too. you know, I don't have anything in particular to add tonight. I guess one of the things I appreciate is that if things appear to be running smoothly. It makes these meetings go a little quicker. And, I'd like to, thank Chris in particular for that, but also, Susan and Matt and Joe. So, appreciate this.
Sure.
So with that.
Brian just joined us so we can vote to adjourn.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, folks. Apologize.
Well, we're in director's comments. Do you have anything, Brian?
No, I apologize. I'm just trying to catch up.
Okay. Sorry. So I'll put forward a motion to adjourn.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'll second it.
Yeah, that's right. I'll second it. Okay. I'll move. Yeah. Great.
All those
that way you make the minutes.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, okay. Too funny.
Okay, all those in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Armin.
Have a good month, guys. Thanks. Take care, everybody.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
See you all later.
Bye-bye.